Take this moment to ask yourself, what do I want? What do I truly, finally want? Without judging desire, without judging the answer, just allow your mind to generate what it is you want, what it is you want here in this retreat, what it is you want for your life. And then when you have an answer that feels true to you, however spiritual or unspiritual it is, if you got that, what would it give you? If you got what you want, what would that give you? It's actually taking the question a little deeper. You ask yourself, what do I want? Some answer or answers appeared. And now you ask yourself, if I got that or those that I want, what would I have? And even taking the question in a slightly different direction, where have you looked for what you want? How many places have you looked for what you want? And in this moment, as investigation, out of curiosity, are you willing to stop looking any place for what you truly want? Just in the name of retreat. And when you stop looking any place for what you want, or more importantly, for what you want can give you, what's here? When you stop searching, when you stop acquiring, when you stop holding on to something, even a vision of truth, what's here? This is an ongoing question. It's not a question that's limited to these few minutes in our meeting. At any point in the day, you can just take a moment, 10 seconds, and just ask yourself, what do I want? Whatever emotion is getting your attention, what do I want? What would that give me? Where have I looked for that? Am I willing in this moment to stop looking and to tell the truth of what's here? Then you have the possibility of recognizing what comes and goes, and what's always here. In this lineage, in this teaching, in this retreat, the emphasis is on what is always here. If you want what is always here, you're in great good luck. If you want something that comes and goes to be always here, I'm sorry. Generally, if you examine what you want, you will see that what you want, what you hope that will give you, is pointing to what is already here, always here, but not by formula, really by revelation, by your asking the question sincerely and sincerely telling the truth and sincerely being willing for a moment to stop looking for that, and in that space, to tell the truth of what's here. Then our conversation is more than just words or agreement or disagreement. It's really a support for a deeper capacity to inquire is what I was going to say, but even inquiry now has weight because it sounds scientific, or well, it is scientific actually. This is an inner scientific inquiry. But since it's from Ramana, it has flowers and hearts around it. So it's a little polluted. With our sweet little flowers and hearts, we've polluted this very serious, very essential, challenging, and revealing question. It brings the mind back. Because it's no good saying, I don't want anything, if you do want something. And it's no good saying, I shouldn't want anything, because then I would be free, or the Buddha, or happy, if you are wanting something. But what you can do, what you have the capacity to do, is to tell the truth. And that's what this exercise was, and that's what inquiry is. It's telling the truth. To tell the truth, you have to actually stop and investigate. What is the truth? What do I want? What am I looking for? What am I hoping for? And then you'll see the whole universe, your whole particular universe, orients around that.